hundreds of thousands of people are in the Dallas, Texas area taking part in the Super Bowl events and watching the game and pretty much being there. Keeping those in attendance safe takes a coordinated effort between local, state, and private contractors. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano joins us now to discuss her department's security efforts surrounding the event. Madam Secretary, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Great to have you on. So tell us, I guess not many people don't realize that DHS is that deeply involved in an event like the Super Bowl. So tell us what you're doing.
Oh, absolutely. We are. We help work with localities and the NFL and the security plan for the Super Bowl. We actually begin more than a year prior to the Super Bowl, and we help coordinate the federal resources and make sure that the security plan has all of the attributes necessary to ensure that the game is a safe and secure one for the fans in attendance and for everybody around.
What is that partnership like? DHS takes point and you're in charge of it?
No. The way it works is the local police department, who has the stadium, here it's the Arlington Police Department, is lead. But they have a consortium, and there's an organizational chart that has to be seen to be believed. But it includes all the local police departments, because the game, the stadium is one part of the Super Bowl, but there are events all around the Dallas area that are Super Bowl related. So you have all those local police departments. You have the NFL, which is a huge partner in all of this. And then we come in, DHS and ICE, as a matter of fact, is we have an individual from ICE who's the lead federal coordinator. But you have we do, for example, we provide inspection equipment and inspections of vehicles coming to the stadium now for this week, so nothing enters the stadium perimeter that hasn't been through a Vacus machine, for example. We will help them. We will help them with supplying things like canine teams on the day of the game for the people that are coming into the stadium. We will make sure that first response capacity is appropriate, and the FBI is also part of this team in the off chance that there would actually be a terrorist incident. They would then be lead for the terrorist investigation.
And I imagine you have a pretty big intelligence and information gathering component that you can feed into the local authorities. How early does that effort start?
It is ongoing, and I can say right now we have no specific or credible threat about anything at the Super Bowl. We'd like to keep it that way, but we also want to make sure that we have planned in case something untoward were to happen, and in case something were to get through all of the systems that are in place.
You've explained to us very well how complicated this is. It seems complicated enough, but we are also hearing so much about the weather in that region. Has weather been a factor in how you've had to tweak, change, or amend your plans?
Well, you know, they've got a lot of ice down there, and they're having some rolling blackouts, and obviously it affects air travel in as well to the DFW airport. So all of those things have to be dealt with. We're hopeful that this storm will pretty much have passed through before the weekend of the game. So, but yeah, our poor federal employees who are down there working with the local police departments and so forth outside, I was there Monday, and you could see the storm coming in. It's pretty darn cold.
Now, will you get there yourself?
Not to the game. I was there Monday to do some joint announcements with the NFL, with the police chief. I met with the executive committee that has done all of the planning for the security for the game, and went up into the stadium to see where the command post would be and so forth. But I will not, unfortunately, I will not be able to be there for the game itself.
Because I was wondering, do you ask Ben Roethlisberger for his signature, or does he ask you for yours?
No, I think we'll just let that one go. Well, I'll just say that I hope we have a great close game.
Let me ask you briefly about things like tabletop exercises and practicing and figuring out how all this is going to work. The information sharing between all of the different organizations, How do you ensure, and ultimately it's you, ensure that this happens and that the information gets to where it needs to be when it needs to be there?
Well, that's part of the planning, is making sure that there's a good way to get information. Let's say there were an incident in the stadium during the game, to get accurate information quickly to out of the stadium from the command center there to what's called the JOC, the Joint Operation Command, which is about 5 miles away, and then to Washington, D.C., and to others who need immediate access. And that's one of the things I was really checking out on Monday, is to make sure those lines of communication were clean, they were easy to understand, everybody knew what to do, how to use them.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, thank you so much for taking the time this morning and explaining how all of this works. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And you can find more information on Super Bowl security, the role of DHS, and all the information you need on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.